The Guardian.
Hi, my name is Christopher Paolini, and I'm going to be reading an excerpt here from the first chapter of my fourth and the final book of the Inheritance Cycle. The book itself is called Inheritance. So I hope you guys enjoy this excerpt. I certainly enjoyed writing it. The sound was stabbing, slicing, shivering, like metal scraping against stone. Aragon's teeth vibrated in sympathy, and he covered his ears with his hands, grimacing as he twisted around, trying to locate the source of the noise. Saphira tossed her head, and even through the din, he heard her whine in distress. Aragon swept his gaze over the courtyard twice before he noticed a faint puff of dust rising up the wall of the keep from a foot-wide crack that had appeared beneath the blackened, partially destroyed window where Blodgarm had killed the magician. As the squeal increased in intensity, Aragon risked lifting a hand off one ear to point at the crack. "Look!" he shouted to Arya, who nodded in acknowledgement. He replaced his hand over his ear. Without warning or preamble, the sound stopped. Aragon waited for a moment, then slowly lowered his hands, for once wishing that his hearing was not quite so sensitive. Just as he did, the crack jerked open wider, spreading until it was several feet across, and raced down the wall of the keep. Like a bolt of lightning, the crack struck and shattered the keystone above the door to the building, showering the floor below with pebble-sized rocks. The whole castle groaned, and from the damaged window to the broken keystone, the front of the keep began to lean outward. "Run!" Aragon shouted to the Varden, though the men were already scattering to either side of the courtyard, desperate to get out from under the precarious wall. Aragon took a single step forward, every muscle in his body tense as he searched for a glimpse of Rorin somewhere in the throng of warriors. At last, Aragon spotted him, trapped beneath the last group of men by the doorway, bellowing madly at them, his words lost in the commotion. Then the wall shifted and dropped several inches, leaning even further away from the rest of the building, pelting Rorin with rocks, knocking him off balance, and forcing him to stumble backward under the overhang of the doorway. As Rorin straightened from a crouch, his eyes met Aragon's, and in his gaze, Aragon saw a flash of fear and helplessness, quickly followed by resignation, as if Rorin knew that no matter how fast he ran, he could not possibly reach safety in time. A wry smile touched Rorin's lips, and the wall fell.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.